Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Wizard LM, Empowering Large Language Models to Follow Complex Instructions. Authored 2023 by Ken Xu, Qingfeng Sun, Kai Zheng, Xiyubo Zheng, Pu Zhao, Jiajian Feng, Chongyang Dao, Daxin Zhang. Training Large Language Models, LLM, with Open Domain Instruction Following Data brings colossal success. However, manually creating such instruction data is very time-consuming and labor-intensive. Moreover, humans may struggle to produce high-complexity instructions. In this paper, we show an avenue for creating large amounts of instruction data with varying levels of complexity using LLM instead of humans. Starting with an initial set of instructions, we use our proposed EVL instruct to rewrite them step by step into more complex instructions. Then, we mix all generated instruction data to fine-tune LLM. We call the resulting model Wizard LM. Human evaluations on a complexity-balanced test bed show that instructions from EVL instruct are superior to human-created ones. By analyzing the human evaluation results of the high-complexity part, we demonstrate that outputs from our Wizard LM model are preferred to outputs from OpenAI ChatGPT. Even though Wizard LM still lags behind ChatGPT in some aspects, our findings suggest that fine-tuning with AI-evolved instructions is a promising direction for enhancing large language models. Our codes and generated data are public at https://github.com/n1pxucan/wizardlm. 1. Introduction. Large-scale language models, LLMs, have become the go-to approach for numerous natural language processing, NLP, tasks, 1-4. LLMs are trained on large volumes of text data to predict the subsequent tokens, enabling them to generate coherent and fluent text in response to various inputs. However, these models often struggle to follow instructions or goals specified by users, which limits their usefulness and applicability in real-world scenarios. The NLP community has recently witnessed many endeavors to train large language models to follow instructions better and be more helpful. Initial attempts, 5-9, to train instruction-following language models are based on a collection of various NLP tasks, with a small amount of handwritten instructions accompanying each task. These closed-domain instructions suffer from two main drawbacks. First, all the samples in an NLP dataset share only a few common instructions, severely limiting their diversity. Second, the instructions usually only ask for one task, such as translation or summarization. But in real life, human instructions often have multiple and varied task demands. By using open domain instruction data generated by real human users, OpenAI's large language abstract models, e.g., InstructGPT, Reference 2, and ChatGPT-4, have achieved great success. These open domain instructions can fully unleash the unlimited potential of LLMs and enable them to perform more complex and diverse tasks. However, using humans to create open domain instruction datasets like OpenAI did will encounter the following challenges. The whole annotating process is extremely expensive and time-consuming. On the other hand, the difficulty level distribution of human-created instructions is skewed towards being easy or moderate, with fewer difficult ones, according to the difficulty statistics of ShareGPT, Reference 10, from Figure 7. Possible reasons for this are that the proportion of experts among annotators is low and creating complex instructions demands a lot of mental effort. Human annotators are prone to fatigue and cannot sustain high-intensity work to produce a sufficient proportion of high-difficulty instructions. Based on these issues, developing an automatic method that can mass-produce open-domain instructions, especially the more difficult ones, at a relatively low cost becomes the key to further advancing instruction-tuned language models. 2-6 evolutionary operations are implemented by prompting an LLM with specific prompts. Since the evolved instructions are generated from LLMs, sometimes the evolving will fail. We adopt an instruction filter to screen out the failed instructions, which is called elimination evolving, color directional line. We repeat this evolutionary process for several rounds to obtain enough instruction data containing various complexities. To verify the effectiveness of our method for generating instruction data, we fine-tune open-source LLM, Reference 4, with our instructions and evaluate the performance in the same way as the existing SOTA works, e.g., Alpaca, Reference 11, and Vicuña, Reference 10, on instruction fine-tune. The instruction datasets we compare with are the data used by Alpaca, generated using self-instruct, Reference 12, and the 70K ShareGPT, shared by real users, used by Vicuña. to prove that the instruction dataset from our method is superior to human-created instruction datasets, we select alpacas' training data, generated from only 175 manually selected seed instructions, as the initial dataset. We execute four epochs of evolution using OpenAI ChatGPT APIs and finally obtain 250,000 instruction data. In order to make a fair comparison with the 70,000 real user data used by Vicuña, we sampled 70,000 data equally from the full 250,000 data. Then, we train Llama 7B model on it. We name our model Wizard LM. The proportion of difficult instructions in the instruction following test dataset used before is low, so we manually constructed a new difficulty balanced test dataset. We hire annotators to evaluate Alpaca, Vicuña, ChatGPT, and Wizard LM on this test dataset. Our main findings are as follows. Instructions from Evil Instruct are superior to the ones from human-created shared GPT. When we use the same amount of Evil Instruct data, i.e., 70,000, as Vicuña to fine-tune Llama 7B, our model Wizard LM significantly outperforms Vicuña, with a win rate 12.4% higher than Vicuña, 41.3% versus 28.9%. Labelers prefer Wizard LM outputs over outputs from ChatGPT under complex test instructions. On our test set, our Wizard LM performs worse than ChatGPT, with a win rate 12.8% lower than ChatGPT, 28.0% versus 40.8%. However, in the high difficulty section of our test set, difficulty level is greater than or equal to 8, our Wizard LM even outperforms ChatGPT, with a win rate 7.9% larger than ChatGPT, 42.9% versus 35.0%. This indicates that our method can significantly improve the ability of large language models to handle complex instructions. 2. Related work. Closed domain instruction fine-tune early instruction following training work. Reference 6, 13. Concerns cross-task generalization in language models, where LMs are fine-tuned on a broad range of public NLP datasets and evaluated on a different set of NLP tasks. T5, reference 14. Made the earliest attempt on this research line by training natural language processing, NLP, tasks such as question answering, document summarization, and sentiment classification together using a unified text-to-text format. Works such as Flan, reference 6, Ext 5, reference 5, to reference 8, and NoDA, reference 15, increased the number of NLP tasks to around 100, with several instructions carefully designed for each task. Furthermore, works such as Zero Prompt, reference 7, and Flan T5, reference 9, raised the number of tasks to the thousands. These studies consistently found that fine-tuning LMs with instructions on a range of NLP tasks can improve their downstream performance on held-out tasks. However, LLMs trained with these closed-form instructions, i.e., instructions are often only for a single NLP task, and the input data form is also simple, tend to collapse in real-world user scenarios. Open domain instruction fine-tune our work belongs to this research line. OpenAI has hired a large number of annotators and written many instructions with corresponding correct responses. These human-created instructions have diverse forms and rich task types. Based on this dataset, OpenAI trained GPT-3, reference 1, into Instruct GPT, reference 2, which can process a variety of real user instructions and also led to the success of ChatGPT. However, since these outstanding works by OpenAI were not open-sourced, Alpaca, reference 11, and Vicuña, reference 10, subsequently actively explored open domain instruction fine-tuning based on the open-source large language model Llama, reference 4. Alpaca used a dataset of 50,000 instructions generated from a limited, e.g., 175 samples, seed set of manually written instructions. Vicuña used 70,000 user-shared conversations with ChatGPT collected from sharedgpt.com. Our work is different from Instruct GPT and Vicuña in that we use AI-generated data for instruction fine-tuning. 3. Unlike Alpaca's self-instruct, reference 12, generation method, Evil Instruct can control the difficulty and complexity level of the generated instructions. 3. Approach. 3.1 Definition of instruction data evolution. We start the evolution from a given initial instruction dataset D, 0, equals, 10, R where IO, 1 is less than or equal to K is less than or equal to and 0, is the KTH instruction in DO, R is the corresponding response for the KTH instruction, and N is the number of samples in D, 0. In each evolution, we upgrade all the I, T, in D, T, to I, T plus, by applying a large-scale language model instruction evolution prompt, and then use the large language model to generate corresponding responses R plus for the newly evolved it plus. In this way, we can obtain an evolved instruction dataset D+. By iteratively performing M evolutions, we can sequentially obtain M evolution datasets, D, D, M. It is worth noting that our work focuses on open domain instruction data. That is, instructions often have an arbitrary number of inputs and arbitrary types of tasks, and there is no clear boundary between the instruction part and the input. 3.2 Automatic Instruction Data Evolution. Our pipeline for evolving the instruction data consists of three steps. 1. Instruction evolving. 2. Response generation based on newly evoluted instruction. And 3. Elimination evolving, i.e., filtering instructions that fails to evolve. Instruction evolution. We have found that large pre-trained language models can rewrite a given instruction to make it more complex and difficult by using specific prompts. Moreover, they can also create entirely new instructions that are equally complex as the given instruction but completely different. Based on this finding, we can iteratively rewrite and evolve an initial instruction dataset with mediocre difficulty or insufficient coverage of skills and topics, constantly enhancing the initial four instructions' difficulty level and expanding the instruction dataset's richness and diversity. We initiate the instruction pool with the given initial instruction dataset D, 0. For each evolution epoch, we take out all the instructions that have been upgraded in the previous epoch of evolution from the instruction pool. We leverage the instruction evolver module to perform an instruction evolution for each fetched instruction and then use the module instruction filter to check whether the evolution fails. If successful, the evolved instruction is placed back into the instruction pool. If not, we put the extracted instruction back into the instruction pool as it is, hoping it can be upgraded successfully in the next epoch of evolution. Instruction Evolver. The Instruction Evolver module is a large-scale pre-trained language model driven by prompts that can evolve instructions. It contains two types of prompts. One is instruction in-depth evolving and the other is instruction in-breadth evolving. Prompts of in-depth evolving. The primary purpose of in-depth evolving is to make currently given instructions more complex and increase their difficulty level. Five kinds of prompts are used to enhance instructions in different aspects: add constraints, deepening, concretizing, increase reasoning steps, and complicate input. The core part of in-depth evolving's prompt is, your objective is to rewrite a given prompt into a more complex version to make those famous AI systems, e.g., ChatGPT and GPT-4, reference 3, a bit harder to handle. But the rewritten prompt must be reasonable, understood, and responded to by humans. We require the large language model to make the instructions more difficult while ensuring that the rewritten instructions are reasonable and not arbitrarily imagined by AI. We found that the rate of difficulty increase needs to be gradual. A rapid increase can quickly fill the instruction set with extremely complex instructions, damaging the generalization performance of models trained on this instruction set. To control the rate of difficulty increase, we limit each evolving to be a bit harder and restrict adding a maximum of 10 to 20 words. Of the five types of enhancement mentioned above, except for complicating input, the other four enhancement prompts can be implemented without any in-context examples. The prompt template is as follows. One of the four options in the or statement is randomly sampled with equal probability each time. I want you act as a prompt rewriter. Your objective is to rewrite a given prompt into a more complex version to make those famous AI systems, e.g., ChatGPT and GPT-4, a bit harder to handle. But the rewritten prompt must be reasonable and must be understood and responded by humans. Your rewriting cannot omit the non-text parts such as the table and code in hashtag given prompt hash. Also, please do not omit the input in hashtag given prompt hash. You should complicate the given prompt using the following method. Please add one more constraints, requirements into hashtag given prompt hash, or if hashtag given prompt hash contains inquiries about certain issues, the depth and breadth of the inquiry can be increased. Or please replace general concepts with more specific concepts. Or if hashtag given prompt hash can be solved with just a few simple thinking processes, you can rewrite it to explicitly request multiple step reasoning. You should try your best not to make the hashtag rewritten prompt hash become verbose. Hashtag rewritten prompt hash can only add 10 to 20 words into hashtag given prompt hash. Hashtag given prompt hash. Hashtag rewritten prompt hash. Given prompt, and rewritten prompt, are not allowed to appear in hashtag rewritten prompt hash. Hashtag given prompt hash. Less than here is instruction. Greater than hashtag rewritten prompt hash. As for complicating input, we will use in-context demonstration to achieve it. Since the demonstrations are too long, we only put a brief template below. The entire content of our prompt will be detailed in the appendix 8.1. I want you act as a prompt rewriter. Your objective is to rewrite a given prompt into a more complex version to make those famous AI systems 5, e.g., ChatGPT and GPT-4, a bit harder to handle. but the rewritten prompt must be reasonable and must be understood and responded by humans. Why you must add XML data, format data as input data in rewritten prompt. Hashtag given prompt hash, less than here is demonstration instruction 1. Greater than hashtag rewritten prompt hash. Less than here is demonstration example 1. Greater than hash hash I want you act as a prompt rewriter. Your objective is to rewrite a given prompt into a more complex version to make those famous AI systems, e.g., ChatGPT and GPT-4, a bit harder to handle. But the rewritten prompt must be reasonable and must be understood and responded by humans. You must add Python code, format data as input data in rewritten prompt. Hashtag given prompt hash, less than here is demonstration instruction greater than. Hashtag rewritten prompt hash, less than here is demonstration example n greater than hash hash I want you act as a prompt rewriter. Your objective is to rewrite a given prompt into a more complex version to make those famous AI systems, e.g., ChatGPT and GPT-4, a bit harder to handle. But the rewritten prompt must be reasonable and must be understood and responded by humans. You must add, hashtag given data format hash, format data as input data, add, hashtag given data format hash, code as input code in rewritten prompt. Rewrite prompt must be a question style instruction. Hashtag given prompt hash, less than here is instruction. Greater than hashtag rewrite prompt must be a question style instruction. Rewritten prompt must contain a specific JSON data as input hash. Prompts of in-breadth evolving. The primary purpose of in-breadth evolving is to increase the topic coverage, skill coverage, and overall diversity of the current instruction dataset. Open domain instruction fine-tuned datasets, such as Alpaca, ShareGPT, etc., are often small in scale, with only tens of thousands of samples, which leads to insufficient diversity of topics and skills. To solve this problem, we designed a prompt that can generate a completely new instruction based on the given instruction, requiring the new instruction to be more long-tailed than the given instruction. In-breadth evolving prompt is as follows. I want you act as a prompt creator. Your goal is to draw inspiration from the hashtag given prompt hash to create a brand new prompt. This new prompt should belong to the same domain as the hashtag given prompt hash but be even more rare. The length and difficulty level of the hashtag created prompt hash should be similar to that of the hashtag given prompt hash. The hashtag created prompt hash must be reasonable and must be understood and responded by humans. Hashtag given prompt hash, hashtag created prompt hash, given prompt, and created prompt are not allowed to appear in hashtag created prompt hash. Hashtag given prompt hash, less than here is instruction. Greater than 6. Hashtag created prompt hash, response generation. While using the large language model prompted with the evolving prompts to rewrite instructions, we also use the same LLM to generate the corresponding responses for the evolved instructions and add them to the instruction pool. To ensure fairness of comparison, if the responses in the initial instruction dataset are not generated by the large language model we are using in this work, we regenerate them using the same LLM. We will elaborate on related details in the experimental details section. Elimination evolving. We classify the following four situations as instruction evolution failure. 1. The evolved instruction does not provide any information increment compared to the original instruction. We use the following prompt to make this determination. Here are two instructions to ChatGPT AI. Do you think they are equal to each other, which meet the following requirements? 1. They have same constraints and requirements. 2. They have same depth and breadth of the inquiry. The first prompt. Less than here is first instruction. Greater than the second prompt. Less than here is second instruction. Greater than your judgment. Just answer. Equal or not equal. No need to explain the reason. 2. The evolved instruction makes it difficult for the large language model to generate a response. We found that when the generated response contains, sorry, and is relatively short in length, i.e., less than 80 words, it often indicates that the large language model struggles to respond to the evolved instruction. So we can use this rule to make a judgment. 3. The response generated by the large language model only contains punctuation and stop words. 4. The evolved instruction obviously copies some words from the evolving prompt, such as given prompt, rewritten prompt, hashtag rewritten prompt hash, etc. 3.3 Fine-tuning the LLM on the evolved instructions. After all the evolutions are completed, we will merge the initial instruction dataset with all epochs of evolved instruction data and randomly shuffle the data sample order to form the final fine-tuning dataset. This processing can ensure that instructions of different difficulty levels are evenly distributed throughout the dataset, maximizing the smoothness of the model fine-tuning. To guarantee that the fine-tuned model can handle open domain instructions, We did not use complex or multiple prompt templates used in the previous instruction tuning works, reference 12, 16. We only concatenated the instruction with #... response as the prompt to train the model to generate responses in a standard supervised way. 4. Experiment 4.1. Baselines. The following three LLMs are selected as baselines. 1. ChatGPT is an artificial intelligence chatbot developed by OpenAI that can interact with users in a natural and engaging way. It is built on top of large language models, LLMs, such as GPT 3.5 and GPT-4, which are trained on massive amounts of text data from the internet. ChatGPT is fine-tuned using both supervised and reinforcement learning techniques, with human trainers providing feedback and guidance. ChatGPT can answer questions, generate content, debug code, mimic celebrities, and more. It is one of the most advanced and versatile chatbots available today, but it also has some limitations and challenges, such as factual accuracy, consistency, and safety. 2. Alpaca is a project by Stanford University that aims to build and share an open-source instruction-following model. It is based on Llama 7b, a large language model trained on diverse text sources, 7 and fine-tuned on 52K instruction-following examples generated by querying OpenAI's text DaVinci 003 model. On the self-instruct evaluation set, Alpaca exhibits comparable performance to text DaVinci 003, while being remarkably compact and affordable to replicate. Alpaca is intended for academic research only and any commercial use is prohibited. We use the code from Alpaca in this paper. 3. Vicuña is an open-source chatbot that can generate natural and engaging responses to user queries. It is based on Llama 13b and fine-tuned on 70K user-shared conversations collected from ShareGPT, a website where people share their ChatGPT interactions. It is one of the most advanced and versatile open instruction-following models available today. Vicuña achieves competitive performance against proprietary models such as ChatGPT and Bard. We use the model from FastChat in this paper. 4.2. Experiment detail. Training dataset. To construct the dataset, we initialized it with the 52K instruction dataset of Alpaca. Then, we applied 4 rounds of evolution, each consisting of the following steps. In depth, we randomly selected 4 instructions from the current dataset. In breadth, we designed a prompt that can generate a novel instruction based on the selected instruction, with the constraint that the novel instruction should be more long-tailed than the original one. Finally, we design an elimination GPT prompt to measure the evolution failure. If they were failure, we discarded the novel instruction and repeated the previous step. Otherwise, we added the novel instruction to the dataset. After iteratively performing m evolutions, where m equals 4, we obtained a 250K instructions. We execute above process using Azure OpenAI ChatGPT API 8. Finally, we also leverage the ChatGPT to generate responses. We use a temperature of 1 to generate response and set the maximum number of tokens for generation to 2048. Additionally, we set the frequency penalty to 0 and top P to 0.9. Totally, we request the API 52x 4 times 3 equals 624K times to construct the full dataset. Training details: we use pre-trained Llama 7b, reference 4, to initialize our model. We adopt Atom Optimizer as an initial learning rate of 2 times 10 -5, and the batch size is 8 for each GPU. We train our model on 8V100 GPUs with DeepSpeed 03 for 70 hours on 3 epochs. For fair comparison, we replace Alpaca's original DaVinci 003 response with ChatGPT's response, and also sample 70K instruction subset to train Wizard LM. Inference details for evaluation: we set the temperature to 1 in the top P to 0.9 in the same setting for Wizard and baseline models to reduce output randomness and ensure more focused and deterministic outputs. We also use a beam size of 1, and set the maximum generation length to 2048. 4.3. Test set build. We collected our test set from various sources that provide real-world human instructions for different tasks. These sources include online open-source projects, platforms, and forums. We analyzed the data and identified 29 distinct skills that represent the main requirements of humanity, such as difficult coding generation and debugging, math, reasoning, complex formats, academic writing, extensive disciplines, and so on. Figure 3 illustrates the distribution of the instances and skills in our test set. Our test set consists of 218 instances, each of which is an instruction for a specific skill. We compared our test set with Vicuña's test set, which is a benchmark dataset for evaluating instruction-following models. We found that Vicuña's test set only 80 instances and 9 skills and is much smaller and less diverse than ours. Figure 4 shows how the difficulty and complexity of the test data vary across different instances. Our test data has a more uniform distribution, meaning that it contains instructions with different levels of difficulty and complexity. On the other hand, Vicuña and Alpaca have a skewed distribution, meaning that they mostly contain instructions with low difficulty and complexity. This indicates that these two corpora are not able to handle the evaluation on more complex and demanding scenarios. 8.4.4. Human evaluation. To evaluate Wizard, we conduct human evaluation on the inputs from the human instruct evaluation set. This evaluation set was collected by the authors and covers a diverse list of user-oriented instructions including email writing, social media, formula, code, table and productivity tools. We performed a blind pairwise comparison between Wizard and baselines. Specifically, we randomly sample 218 examples from test set and recruit 10 well-educated annotators. To each annotator, 4 responses from Alpaca, Vicuña 7B, Wizard LM and ChatGPT are presented, which are randomly shuffled to hide their sources. The annotators then judge which response is better from 5 aspects. 1. Relevance. Assessing the model's ability to correctly interpret the semantic meaning of the context and questions. 2. Knowledgeable. Whether the model can accurately use various and detailed knowledge for problem solving. 3. Reasoning. Assessing the model's ability to execute correct reasoning processes or devise valid reasoning concepts to solve problems. 9.4. Calculation. Evaluating whether the model can perform accurate mathematical computations of the provided formulas in the domains of math, biology, chemistry, and physics. 5. Accuracy. Evaluating whether the model can perform correctly in the corresponding for a given instruction. Then they should rank the 4 responses from 1 to 5, and allowing equal scores for comparable instances. To estimate the win rate, we compare the frequency of win, lost, and tie between each pair of models. Main results: the results of the experiment are reported in Figure 6. Wizard LM achieved significantly better results than Alpaca and Vicuña 7B, which demonstrates the effectiveness of our dataset construction method using Evil Instruct. Evil Instruct outperforms ChatGPT on high difficulty skills, difficulty level greater than equals 8, as shown in the Figure 6. We observe that our Evil Instruct method enhances the ability of LLM to handle the difficult and complex instructions, such as math, code, reasoning, and complex data format. For more details, please refer to the case study section 4.6. The challenges posed by above complex problems suggest a direction for future research and development, aiming to improve the high-level capabilities of models. 4.5. Discussion. In-depth surpassing human instructions. To study the depth of the instruction evolving process, we use ChatGPT to help us judge the difficulty and complexity level of each instruction. The prompts is as following. 10. We would like you to evaluate and rate the difficulty and complexity of the following question. You should give an overall score on a scale of 1 to 10, where a higher score indicates higher difficulty and complexity. You must just give a score without any other reasons. ... question. Less than here is instruction. Greater than ... score. The figure 7 and figure 8 illustrate that our automatic evolution method generated instructions that were more difficult and complex than those created by human participants in ChatGPT. Moreover, the depth of the instructions increased significantly with each iteration of the evolution process, indicating the scalability of our method. In breadth surpassing human instructions, the objective of this study is to examine the semantic breadth of different sets of instructions from ChatGPT, Alpaca, and our proposed data reinforcement method with 4 rounds. We employ the BERT model to produce embeddings for each instruction, which capture their semantic content as high-dimensional vectors. We then utilize the TSNE algorithm to perform dimensionality reduction on the embeddings from high-dimensional space to two-dimensional space, which enables us to plot them on a plane. Lastly, we apply the K-means algorithm to partition the instructions into 20 clusters based on their distance in the reduced space. We illustrate the resulting clusters in Figure 9.11 and observe that the instructions generated by our method are more evenly dispersed, while those of ChatGPT and Alpaca are more clustered. This indicates that our method produces more diverse instructions in terms of topics, while ChatGPT and Alpaca generate more similar instructions with common themes. 12. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.